Hi, Lucy here. You might recognize me as the voice behind a handful of episodes on the podcast. As you know, we are built on your stories. So before this week's episode, I really wanted to give a quick shout out to ask if anybody has a story. Get in touch with us through Facebook, Patreon, or use our contact form on ghost-stories.co.uk. We've almost cleared our current backlog, so we really look forward to reading what you send. Even if it's just, you know, a vague memory of yours or the beginnings of a story, don't be shy, send it over and we can transform it into something great for the podcast. We'd love to hear it. Thank you. That's all from me.
Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with Ghost Stories, the podcast where we take your stories, put them out into the world, and people could vote for if they think they're based in fact or a pure work of fiction. Glad to be back with another brilliant episode, but before we play it for you, I do have a couple bits of housekeeping to quickly run through. So first off, like my wife mentioned in the cold open there, we are getting close to running out of our story backlog. We do have a few weeks left to keep us afloat, but we would love you to send some more stories in so that we can keep up the same volume of episodes going out. And I just generally love hearing from our listeners. So you can get in touch either through Facebook by searching for Ghost Stories, the podcast, or jump over to ghost-stories.co.uk, which is our website, which is rarely updated, but always monitored. And you can use the contact form there to send in anything. And it doesn't just have to be a story about ghosts. It could be anything paranormal or cryptids or whatever. If it creeped you out, send it over and we'd love to hear from you. And, you know, that's a wonderful way you can support the podcast. But if you want to go the extra mile, drop us a review, tell a friend. You know, that stuff all helps as well. Or you can also jump over to Patreon. And for either $1 a month or $5 a month or whatever your relevant currency is, that helps with things like production costs, hosting, you know, just generally keeping the podcast afloat. And I can't say enough how much I appreciate all our patrons. You really make this endeavor to get up and keep creating easier every day. And it's very much a labor of love, but when your labor of love isn't necessarily hitting your own pocket, it's very helpful. Especially in these trying times, it's people's generosity just, it's blows my mind, and I thank you all. And the other thing I do is patrons, when you donate, actually I have my own patron set up to basically send some of those donations to the creators that help us with this podcast, you know, be it sound effects, music, or anything like that, which is, you know, just such a good feeling that we're able to support other creators as well through what we're doing. So with that in mind, I'm going to quickly jump into this week's episode. So it's been sent in by a listener named Josh. Josh, thanks so much for sending this story over. It is brilliant. It is one of my favorites I've done in a while, and I can't wait for our listeners to hear it. So it's about Josh's experience as a child making a new friend. And I'm going to leave it at that and let you listen to it, and you can let us know what you think afterwards. So Josh, thank you so much for sending the story in. Everyone else, please sit back and enjoy the play date. When I was about 5, my mother would often take me to the park that was near our house. We'd generally go in the afternoon so that there wasn't many people there, and it meant I'd have the jungle gym all to myself. Well, I remember this one time we showed up and there was a mother and her son already playing, so naturally I asked my mum if I could go play with them, and she said yeah, that was fine. I went up and introduced myself to the boy, and he said his name was Alex, followed by a surname. Now, I don't want to share it here in full, but I thought it was an interesting and unusual one, certainly one I would never forget. Alex and I played for what felt like hours, having so much fun together. In fact, it was so good that when it was time to go home, we asked our mothers if we could play some more. Annoyingly though, they said no. Alex's mother did suggest though that we set up a play date at their house. It was an invite I was excited to receive, and I counted the days down in anticipation. So after a couple of days, it was finally time for the playdate, and we went to Alex's house. It was a big three-story building that looked like it was built in the 1800s. It had a large yard and an old cellar entrance on the side of the house. I was having such a good time. In fact, Alex and I got on as if we were already lifelong friends. When we were playing in the backyard, I had the idea to go into the cellar to play hide and seek. Like kids do, without a hint of fear or consequence, we went into the cellar. It was dark and humid under the thick, iron doors, and had one light bulb to illuminate the entire room. As we got to the bottom of the stairs, it felt cold as a meat locker. Our breath hung in the air like car exhaust on a cold winter's day, and we heard clicking noise coming from the furnace in the corner. I began to feel afraid, but continued to play, and I found the perfect spot for a game of hide and seek. I was sure I would never be found. As I lay under this old dark desk that was rusted over, I heard nothing except the clicking sound from the corner of the room. Click. 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 I looked to see what could have caused it. But the only thing that could have made such noise was the furnace, and it was all the way away from me. I brushed it off as me just being nervous and eager not to be found. But the noise grew louder and louder until it stopped right above me. Then I heard a voice of a child say, "Don't make a sound, otherwise he'll find us." I bolted from under the desk into the cellar door as quickly as I could, not caring if Alex found me. As soon as we were out of the cellar, I told him what I'd heard. After being creeped out, we went to our parents to tell them we heard a child in the cellar. Alex's mother looked as if she saw a ghost and said, "Never go in the cellar again. You didn't hear anything." Not long after, Alex and his family moved, and we never saw them again. The house was abandoned until the new housing development bulldozed it and built a new place on the grounds. The strangest part of the story is my mother had no recollection of Alex, his mother, or the playdate, but the memory is as vivid as it could be for me. So I did what any sensible person would do and tried to look him up. After all, his full name still stuck in my head even today, all these years later. Facebook? Found nothing. Twitter? Nope. LinkedIn? Again, absolutely no luck. So finally I decided to try various search engines until I found a record of an old news story. Which even thinking about the headline makes me feel sick to this day. City mourns as lost boy found deceased in cellar. I read about how Alex had been playing hide and seek with his friends and went missing. After a local search for the boy, he was discovered days later behind the furnace inside the cellar, asphyxiated by carbon monoxide. As I sat there mourning my short-lived friendship, I began to wonder if this happened soon after our playdate. Maybe it's the reason his family left. Maybe I was responsible for encouraging him to go down into the cellar. So I checked the article, and it was dated 20 years before I met him. Thank you so much, Josh, for sending that in. What a wonderful, wonderful story. There's a lot of intrigue and spookiness in there, and it's my favorite type. What happened? You know, it was. Did Josh imagine it? Had he read a story before? Did he actually meet potentially a ghost? You know, an imprint? Who knows? Now, listeners, I want to hand it over to you. Let us know if you think the playdate was based in fact or a pure work of fiction, which you can do by going over to our Facebook page, dropping us a comment, our Ghost Stories Share Your Scares group. Let us know there. Or you can go to Patreon and vote in our poll. Now, the poll is free to access to everyone. At times, I think you might need to log in to actually vote in it, but you don't have to be a paid subscriber. So, yeah, drop us a vote there and let us know if you think the playdate was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. And that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And like I say, go away now. If you each tell one person to subscribe to the podcast and give us a listen, you know, that alone would do wonders for our numbers coming through. And you know, I appreciate all the support you all give, especially, you know, the world's a difficult place right now, and I'm hoping that maybe these episodes just give you 10 minutes of escapism where you can chill out and listen to a few spooky stories. So yeah, that's all for this week. Take care of yourselves, stay safe, and don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts?